I'm John Dankosky from Next and the New England News Collaborative. Not all the campaigning this primary season is on the Democratic side. A few Republicans are challenging President Trump, and the one who's best known to New England is Bill Weld, the former governor of Massachusetts. Weld is fiscally conservative and socially liberal. He ran for vice president as a libertarian in 2016. And as you'll hear, he says that's the sort of thing that plays well among New England voters. He's trailing Trump pretty badly in the polls, but he's spending a lot of time in New Hampshire talking to voters about issues like immigration and climate change. Governor Bill Weld, welcome to Next. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, John, my pleasure. Thank you.
I'm wondering what you're hearing from voters in New Hampshire as you go and talk to them. Maybe something different than what you might hear from voters in other states around the country.
I go into a lot of diners in New Hampshire, and there's a lot of big ones. So you can shake 200 hands if you go to three diners at around 9 or 9:30 in the morning, still the breakfast hour. So I chat with a lot of people, and I shake a lot of hands. And most people, when I say the name Trump, they roll their eyes and even do a thumbs down. And yet there are polls taken of New Hampshire Republican Party leaders and people who voted Republican in the last five primaries to come out 100 to nothing for Mr. Trump. So there's a major disconnect between what I'm seeing on the ground and these polls that are done with what's called a very, very tight screen.
Even if we grant that there's a fairly large margin of error, the party is different than when you were governor of Massachusetts. It is far more conservative, and this president is far more popular than even a president like Ronald Reagan. To what do you ascribe that? How has the Republican Party that you've been a part of for such a long time changed?
You know, the leadership up there projects as very conservative because it's Trump's organization. So it projects as whatever Trump is. The New Hampshire Republican Party, members of the party, taken as a whole, are still 65% pro-choice on the issue of reproductive rights. That may not be typical of southern states or other states in the country, but it is true of New Hampshire. And when I say to people up there, you know, I'm a New England Republican, they know exactly what I mean. I mean fiscally conservative and socially open and tolerant and welcoming and supportive. That's what New England Republican means, and that's not a dirty word in New Hampshire or Massachusetts or Vermont.
A lot of the conversation about immigration, of course, has to do with Donald Trump's desire to build a border wall to protect the southern border. There's a northern border issue as well, and by policy, border patrol officials can police an area 100 miles south of the Canadian border, in fact, 100 miles away from any border, and that includes all of the boundaries along the United States. Some people in Congress, including congressmen from Vermont and other states, have suggested that that should be narrowed down so that CBP officials don't have so much purview very far away from the border to just search people or arrest people. What do you think about ideas like that?
Yeah, no, I think that whole 100-mile rule is ridiculous. It swallows up the entire state of New Hampshire, and I would see it repealed. I'm kind of a Fourth Amendment hawk anyway. I really don't like people having the right to search people with no reason other than that they're carrying a badge. That really goes against the grain for me. I come from the libertarian side of the Republican Party, meaning that I like individual liberties and think they should triumph over the government when there's a clash there.
Last thing for you, sir. You talk about your environmental record in the past. You believe in climate change. Maybe you can talk about how a libertarian politician views the things that we should be doing as a society to combat climate change, because an awful lot of the things that have been put forward by municipal, state, even federal governments suggest big government action in order to combat climate change. So how do you square that with your beliefs as a libertarian?
Well, the one exception to my libertarianism is environmental enforcement, because the economies of scale of cleaning up the environment are so huge that you just simply can't rely on individuals or individual businesses to amass the resources necessary to do that. So in terms of climate change, I think we do have to put a price on carbon upstream. So for oil and gas companies, it would be at the wellhead. For mining companies, it would be at the mine shaft. For LNG importers, it would be at the loading dock. and that would be paid by people who are introducing carbon to the economy. But the government would not keep the money. The government would redistribute the money to, by, for example, repealing the gas tax, repealing the diesel tax, maybe using the rest of the money, and there would be a lot, to give payroll tax relief to lower-income taxpayers. That way you might get some conservative votes for the gas tax repeal and some more liberal votes for the payroll tax relief. But as you can see, I've thought this through. I don't think anyone else in Washington has thought it through. The most that anyone on the Democratic side has said is, this is how many trillion dollars I'm going to spend.
Bill Weld is the former governor of Massachusetts. He's challenging President Donald Trump for the Republican nomination for president. Thank you, sir, for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John. We'll do it again.
Listen to Next on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.